Hi there, my name is Peter Boyd and welcome to the ULAR Parry podcast, where we discuss topics of interest to the Parry community, as well as two people living with rheumatic and musculoskeletal diseases. Today I am joined by our special guest, Kristina Bankova from Bulgaria, winner of the 2020 Sina Prize, the annual prize awarded by Parry to the best essay describing an individual's experience of living with their RMD condition. So stick around to meet her. On our show today, we will be talking about Christina's experience of participating in and winning this competition. There's a lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. Thank you for being here today, Christina, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Peter.
So, Christina, I'd like to dive straight in and ask you, how did you first hear about the ULAR Parry Sina Prize?
I heard for the first time 10 years ago in 2011. The person who told me was Boriana, the current chair of our organization. And at that time, we were colleagues and used to spend our coffee breaks and lunch breaks together. Boriana was very enthusiastic about newly established Bulgarian organization just a year before, and Bulgarian membership in Parry. So often she told me about it, interesting projects. At that time, I was not a member of our organization and I was not diagnosed myself with scleroderma, and I rather listened to her as a friend than to be truly involved in all these activities.
Very good. And I suppose if we fast forward then to 2020, the topic of the Sina Prize that year was being a person with a rheumatic or musculoskeletal diseases, how my voluntary work benefits me. So what made you apply for that year's prize?
What attracted me was the topic. Every year, Bulgarian organization share information about Edgar Steen Prize competition with the specific topic for the particular year, but somehow the topics from previous years didn't attract me the way as the topic did. Since the first time I read it, I felt this is my topic and I will write an essay. Of course, I didn't do this immediately. But one winter Sunday in the beginning of December, I felt this is the right time to start working on my essay. Actually, I completed it on the same Sunday, and on Monday I sent to our organization, and that is as simple as sounds.
Very good, very good. And you mentioned that back in 2011 that you weren't a member of your national organization at that time. But what kind of voluntary work do you do now for the Bulgarian Organization for Patients with Rheumatic Diseases and for Parry?
I'm involved in almost all projects or activities run by Bulgarian organization. In our organization, we try to use the strongest personal skills every one of us has. I'm not good at technical issues, but I'm good at organizing events. So when we have to organize an event, I'm the person of charge for it. I contact suppliers and providers, ask them for offers, then present to our board. And after a vendor is nominated, I keep communication with him till the final delivery of the product or of the service. For example, 5 years ago, in 2016, Bulgaria was the host of annual Parry conference. I was responsible to find the best place for the gala dinner and then to keep the communication with the restaurant after it was approved. The other my responsibility in our organization is connected with writing, editing, or translating. In our organization, we translate ULA and Parry recommendations, guidelines, news, and then publish them in our web page and Facebook group page we share to be easily accessible and understandable for our members. 2 years ago, when Parry prepared videos with personal patient stories for World Arthritis Days. I was the one who translated in Bulgarian, but the other member from our organization made subtitles and put them on videos. So it's a teamwork.
Excellent. And it does, it takes a team to make things happen in an organization. What sort of rewards and challenges do you think your voluntary work brings you?
Compared to benefits, challenges are much less. That's how I start with it. In my opinion, the main one is to find enough time to do your voluntary work. In our organization, we all are volunteers. We don't have paid staff. We all work full-time job. And of course, we all have a personal life. So to combine all our responsibilities, sometimes it's really difficult. Usually, I do my volunteer work during the weekends or late in the evenings if it's connected with writing or translating. But if I have to contact partners or suppliers, I have to do this during my lunch break. And this leads to the next challenge, to find the proper way to explain to your employer, your manager, that you are involved in volunteer work. Happily, I'm the one who has the full support from my team members and from my managers. And when I need to ask for permission to have a day off or an extra break, my manager give me this permission.
It's great to hear that the rewards outweigh the challenges for volunteering for you.
What about the benefits? Volunteering work, I think that definitely they are much more. First of all, if you are a volunteer for your national organization, it's a great opportunity to meet people with a similar health condition, people who will understand your feelings, your fears, who will not judge you, but just the opposite, who will support you, who will help you. And being part of such a community is very helpful. The other benefit is my opinion, is that volunteer work brings a sense of fulfillment in people's life. One more benefit is increasing your social and communication skills. This is a good opportunity to practice and develop your skills when you do your volunteer work. And what I can say, that voluntary work brings fun. This is a good way to escape our day-to-day routine of work, school, and family commitments, to meet other people, to talk, and to have fun.
Let's take a short break now to share some information about the EULAR 2021 Congress. I'd like to recommend that our listeners attend the Paris Highlight Session taking place on Saturday, 5th of June at 13:45 Central European Time. This session aims to provide an overview of learning and outcomes from the 2021 Congress from health professionals and the scientific perspectives, as well as the first feedback from the Paris delegates. It will certainly be a very interesting and dynamic session, so make sure to join us. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with Christina. You mentioned some of the benefits there of volunteering and what it brings to you. Is there anything else that you would add to motivate people with RMDs to volunteer their time and to work for their national organizations or for PARI?
I think benefits I already mentioned may motivate people to work for their national organization. Just to add some benefits, a volunteer work for PARE. If you are a volunteer in PARE network, you will meet people from many different countries. You will have the great opportunity to learn from more experienced, to share information, and then to adapt or and implement their experience on your national level. We spoke already about improving communication and social skills. When you work in PARE, you will use your English for me, as for non-native speaker, this is a very interesting and big opportunity to speak in English in this way, somehow to keep or even to improve my English
level. I certainly appreciate you being able to speak in English. It's much better than my Bulgarian would be. So that's certainly something we appreciate. And then going back to a personal level, you know, on the Stina Prize, how did you feel when you found out that you'd won the 2020 prize?
I was very happy. I still clearly remember this day. It was a working day in the beginning of the March. I was in the meeting when the chair of our organization called me. I rejected the call, but then she called again. This usually don't happen because we don't call each other during the working hours. So I understood that something extraordinary should happen. I asked for apology and left the meeting room and called her back. She asked me, have you checked your email? And replied, no. And then she said to me, congratulations, your essay is the winning one. For the first second, I didn't got it. My mind is still preoccupied with the topic of the meeting. But then I understood that I actually won Edgar Steen Prize competition, and I was happy. I am still happy with it and very proud, honestly.
Yeah, something to be really, really proud about. And what would you say to other people with RMDs across Europe if they're considering taking part in the competition? I guess you'd recommend it.
Yes, definitely I can recommend it. And a few minutes ago we spoke about challenges. What I can say to everyone, challenge yourself. Just take a sheet of paper and pen. If you are old school like me and prefer handwriting, or open a new Word file or your notebook and express your thoughts, your feelings. Suppose someone may have bad memories from the student years when a lot of people must write essay which were bored. But this is something totally different. Now the audience of your essay, your readers, will be people who has the similar health condition and who really will accept everything you write on your essay. And just imagine if you win the essay, how happy and really proud of yourself you will be. So don't hesitate. Write essay.
Well, it's essays. Really inspiring and thought-provoking words from you there, Christina. Thank you so much. But unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. Thank you to Christina Bankova for sharing with us a little bit about the experience of participating in and, of course, winning the 2020 Stina Prize competition. Join us again for our next episode. If you don't want to miss it, please don't forget to follow the podcast on Spotify or iTunes so that you get notified when the episode is available. Until next time, take care.